Hello, I'm Caleb Burrows with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I'll be your host for today's podcast. We're broadcasting from NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We'll be talking with special guests about a variety of topics as they relate to Israel, current situation there, and the work that the fellowship is doing there. Today, I have the honor of welcoming Jordan Marcelino to the podcast. Jordan's part of the Israeli delegation at NRB, sponsored by the Israel Ministry of Tourism. Is the co-founder, along with his wife, Hillary, of the Beautiful Land Initiative. Together, the two have pioneered environmental volunteerism in Israel. Since 2015, they've engaged more than 7,400 volunteers, mostly international Christian tourists, doing environmental stewardship. Jordan is also an international film producer, best known for his film, The Identical, with Ashley Judd and Ray Liotta. Welcome to the podcast, Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's quite a diverse background, from Ray Liotta from filmmaking to environmental volunteerism. Can you tell me how you made that transition?
That's a great question. Actually, so the film, The Identical, came out 2014 in September of that year. And I began really feeling that there was a shift coming. And big part of that shift was my wife was pregnant with our first baby. And I really always felt that I was going to raise my family in Israel, having immigrated there when I was a boy and living there in different times of my life. You know, as I began to really consider the next phase of our life, my heart began to burn to return to the land, return to Israel, make an impact, contribute to society there. I didn't do military service in Israel. It was just not part of the timing, and also, you know, just life. But I felt like this was a sort of a national service that I could give back to Israel as well. Anyway, I made that move in October with Hillary. We made it to the north of Israel, and we started our family. We had three more babies after our first.
So where did the idea for the Beautiful Land Initiative come from?
Great question. When I was 19... I was in Israel for a short stint, and while I was hiking on Mount Carmel one day, I was, you know, where Elijah called down fire from heaven, right? And I'm up there, and I look around in every direction. There's trash as far as I could see. And now, the goal of Beautiful Land is not to shame. The goal of the Beautiful Land is to beautify the land. So when I say that there's trash, well, there's trash, but we want to deal with it. And so I saw it in every direction, and I said a short prayer. You know, I said, God, if you ever bring me back here one day, I want to clean up your land, right?
Yeah.
And we came back years later, and the problem was still there. And we kicked it off in September 2015, and our first group was 60 young people. They came together. They were from all over the world. We went out there, and all of a sudden, beachgoers started coming up to us, and some of them were crying. They said, "We've never seen this beach clean before," and I was like, "That's unbelievable." It was like we've clearly touched a nerve, and it's like the people around here are coming up and just expressing gratitude. So I'm like, "Let's do more good. Let's do more of that, and a lot more." And so, thank goodness, we were able to, by word of mouth, really, people have heard and come. We've really not done advertising. We do online. We've post videos of our cleanups and stuff, but that's about it.
You said people were even crying. I was just picturing that you're really able to take ownership of your time in Israel by helping beautify it as these tourists. You're not just going and getting a tchotchke or seeing the cool stuff, which all of that's great.
Yeah.
You're really being a part of Israel today. So what are some of the other projects that you offer?
I would love to touch on that last subject you just said briefly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just about how it impacts people. And I think what it does, as you were saying, it connects people to the narrative, to Israel's narrative. And they become a part of the story, and in a new way, in a modern way. You know, so you have the faith, and now there's a practical opportunity to connect and to be a part of today's current story. So That's wonderful. The other programs we have, one of them is called the Bin Project. And what we do there is we raise the money for a bin, right? They're $1,000 per bin. And they donate that to the Sea of Galilee, or to the shores of the Sea of Galilee, or the city of Tiberias currently. And we're expanding this project into different cities. We've done about 100 bins so far in Tiberias, and they're capturing at a, you know, about 3,000 pounds per year per bin. So that makes a huge impact. And just knowing what kind of manpower goes into cleaning up a location, you see that having that preventative measure in place, it makes just an absolute massive impact. And so that's a great program. Very proud of that. Very excited about that program. In recent years, for the last 4 years, we've been doing projects with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, partnering with them on archaeological excavations in the north of Israel.
Oh, wow.
So whereas we would normally take volunteers for like 1 or 2 hours for a cleanup, in this case, we'll say, if you want to come for like 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 weeks, we can plug you in to an archaeological excavation, but that's like a seasonal thing. So it's something we plan, it's something we do. And we've been able to mobilize tons of volunteers to assist in archaeological digs, which is awesome. Just touching the past reminds you of Isaiah 58, right? Isaiah 58 verse 12 says, "You will be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of streets to dwell in." That's just such a perfect scripture for us to stand on and just try to make an impact that way. So, and it also talks about in the same passage that you will raise up the foundation of many generations. So there's the archaeology too. And I just thought that's so cool, you know? Lastly, I'll say that we're launching a brand new program, a tree planting program called the Israel Tree Project. So all of these things are happening. They're all related to environmental stewardship, beautifying the land, and comforting the people. When you go to a beach, Caleb, and you arrive on the scene, and it's just absolutely gross. There's trash everywhere. It does something to your soul. You know, you're like, I don't have the same experience when it's beautiful, when it's pristine. And not only that, this is one of the four holy cities of Israel. This is the Sea of Galilee. There's so much history there, you know, for Christians and Jews. This is the pearl of Israel in many ways. Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee, they're a pearl.
Tiberias was maybe the most beautiful spot that I saw when I was there. I loved it.
Right there with you.
Yeah.
So those are the programs. Awesome. You know, that's what we're doing. And if we talk about who's coming, who's participating, about 75% of our groups are evangelical Christians or all sorts of denominations, mm-hmm. honestly, but mainly in the evangelical world. And then the other 20 to 25% of our groups are locals. And so that will span the spectrum from secular to religious to schools to the IDF to yeshiva to you kind of name it. And that has been one of the most rewarding experiences for me, just being able to connect with my people, you know, and to do good together.
I know you're busy. I just have one more question here before I let you go. For our audience, when they're there visiting Israel, what is the one spot you would think is the most beautiful scene in Israel?
That is a hard one, but I'm going to have to go with, from the mountains of Naphtali overlooking the Sea of Galilee,
okay.
Right? Looking over the ridge there. And you're seeing the Galilee, and you're looking down about 25, 30 miles. You're seeing the Jordan Valley stretch out. You're seeing the fruit trees bursting. You're seeing the fields being cultivated. You're seeing the houses being built. You're seeing the restoration of Israel before your eyes. So I would say go there to the mountains of Naphtali and look at the Sea of Galilee.
Look, you have sold me, Jordan. That will be the first stop next time I'm there. Thank you so much for talking with me today. And our audience can learn more about the Beautiful Land Initiative. And Jordan Marcelina, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Caleb.